Round of applause for the band. You guys did amazing this morning. Some of them golden oldies. I'm loving those older songs coming out. Really loving them. Gone straight, what are they, 90s, 80s? 90s. 90s, 2000s. Love them. I'm at that point now in my life where I'm turning 30 this year. Unfortunately, I am. I am getting old. And that means some of these songs are like these golden oldies. I don't think I'm ready for that yet, because they were like, I was singing them when I was your guys' age in church. So some of these new ones that we're singing now, if we bring them back up, then you're going to feel the same way. You know what I mean? It's a weird feeling. Anyway, so this morning I want to pick up on something Pastor Mel was preaching about on Vision Sunday a couple of weeks ago. I was supposed to obviously share this message last week, but we fell sick. The whole family fell sick on Hannah fell sick Friday, I fell sick Saturday, and it was terrible. So we weren't here last night. Thankfully, last week. Thankfully, Pastor Mel was able to step in. But I still had this message on my heart to share, and this is still something I wanted to speak about this morning. And I want to pick up in Deuteronomy 11. So it's still talking about this idea of extending, right? And I thought, well, okay, God, so this is the word you've placed upon our church. This is forward-looking. This is vision. So what do you want to do with this? What is this? And so then I went into Deuteronomy 11, and I read the whole thing, right? And it's 31 verses, and I want to read it with you guys this morning, all right? And I don't just want to read it to you. If you've got a Bible app or if you've got a Bible in your hands, grab it. I'm reading from the NIV myself, but it is Deuteronomy 11. And look, whilst there's a bit going on here, I think this creates and paints a very well-rounded picture of where Pastor Mill is coming from with Deuteronomy 11:24. All right, this is a whole picture. And you'll see this as we read through. And it's called Love and Obey the Lord. All right, so this is talking to the Israelites. This is talking to them just as they're about to head into the promised land. Heading into the promises that God has given them. They've got to cross the Jordan, but God is giving them a warning. He is warning them and saying, you need to stick by me or there may be consequences. And if you do stick by me, there will be blessings. But we'll get into that in a second. All right, Deuteronomy 11, starting at verse 1. Love the Lord your God and keep his requirements, his decrees, his laws, and his commands always. Remember today that your children were not the ones who saw and experienced the discipline of the Lord your God, his majesty, his mighty hand, his outstretched arm, the signs he performed and the things he did in the heart of Egypt, both to Pharaoh of Egypt and to his whole country. What he did to the Egyptian army, to its horses and chariots, how he overwhelmed them with the waters of the Red Sea as they pursued you, and how the Lord brought lasting ruin on them. It was not your children who saw what he did for you in the wilderness until you arrived at this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab the Reubenite. When the earth opened its mouth right in the middle of all Israel and swallowed them up with their households, their tents, and every living thing that belonged to them. But it was your own eyes that saw these great things the Lord has done. Observe, therefore, all the commands I am giving you today, so that you may have the strength to go in and take over the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess. And so that you may live long in the land the Lord swore to your ancestors to give them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. The land you are entering to take over is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you planted your seed and irrigated by foot as in a vegetable garden. But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is the land of mountains and valleys that drinks rain from heaven. It is the land the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning to the end, from the beginning of the year to its end. So if you faithfully obey the commands I'm giving you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will send rain on your land in its season, both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather your grain, new wine, and olive oil. I will provide grass in the fields for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied. Be thankful, or you will be enticed to turn away and worship other gods and bow down to them. Then the Lord's anger will burn against you, and he will shut the heavens so that it will not rain and the ground will not yield produce. And you will soon perish from the good land the Lord is giving you. Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols to your hands and bind them to your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land the Lord swore to give you and your ancestors, as many as the days that the heavens are above the earth. If you carefully observe all these commands, If you carefully observe all these commands, I am giving you to follow, to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to hold fast to him, then the Lord will drive out all of these nations before you, and you will dispossess nations larger and stronger than you. Every place where you set your foot will be yours. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the Euphrates River to the Mediterranean Sea. No one will be able to stand against you. The Lord your God, as he promised you, will put the terror and fear of you on the whole land, wherever you go. See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today. The curse, if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God and turn the way that I command you by following other gods, which you have not known. When the Lord your God has brought you into the land you are entering to possess, you are to proclaim on Mount Gerizim the blessings and on the Mount Ebal the curses. As you know, these mountains are across the Jordan, westward towards the setting sun, near the great trees of Morah, in the territory of these Canaanites, living in Araba, in the vicinity of Gilgal. You are about to cross the Jordan to enter and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you. When you have taken it over and are living there, be sure that you obey all the decrees and laws I am setting before you today. Now, that was long, but we are in a season, we haven't been in Seaford that long. And I feel like when I read this, when I apply it to our church and when I apply it to what we're doing here in Seaford, I believe this is speaking to us in a season here and now. Whilst we may not be looking to conquer lands and all the rest of it, spiritually, we are here. Spiritually, there is warfare taking place. We believe the Holy Spirit has won. We believe that Jesus has won. But there are still evil things on this earth living here and amongst us. There are good things too, don't get me wrong. But we are here with purpose. And I feel like for us, for me, it's double-sided. There is an absolute promise associated with this. I believe that as we look to step into our community and as we look to serve our community, I believe that as long as we stick close to God, God is going to provide everything we will ever need. He has already taken what we're stepping into. He has already got control of what we don't know. As long as we stick close to Him. As long as we know our God and we trust Him, He has everything in place. I believe this church is going to be full. I believe that this church is going to have multiple services. I believe that we're going to be out there worshiping before we know it, serving God. Not because it's like, oh my goodness, look at how good our Rise Christian Church is. It's because we believe and serve our God, and we are taking a proactive step in faith into our community of Seaford and the surrounding areas. They need Jesus. Jesus is needed in this world. I forget that. I forget the fact that, you know what, I've lived with Jesus my whole life. And it's a wonderful thing. I didn't see it growing up, but now looking back at it, man, I'm so glad I had faithful parents. Because I had Jesus the whole way. A lot of people don't understand. A lot of people don't actually understand what the church even is. Half the time they think we're walking up the aisle with smoke and big robes on. When you ask people, it's true, isn't it? They just don't understand. But that's okay, because that provides us a clean slate. That provides us with an opportunity to say, look, that's actually not about that. There's actually something a lot more life-giving than practice. So we believe. So the land that was promised was a land of milk and honey. Same thing with seafood, right? Not in a literal term that we're going to need to grow plants and crops and stuff like that, obviously. But we can apply this to the fact that there is a harvest out there. We are to be fishers of men. Fishers of men, which means we are to be trying to catch, cast a net, cast a rod. It takes a process first of us saying, okay, I don't know how many of you have ever fished before, but sometimes when you throw that first line out, you have no idea what's out there. You know nothing. There could be fish in the water. There could be absolutely nothing in the water. But the fact is, and this is the same thing that we saw with Peter, when Jesus came and stood beside Peter and Jesus goes, cast your nets out again. Cast them out again. See what happens. And Peter's like, oh, look, man, we've been out here for like 24. We've been out here all night. There's nothing out there. They send their boat out not very far and they cast their net and it comes out but more than what they could ever imagine. So just because we're not successful in the first few tries doesn't mean to say we can't keep casting that net out to our friend, can't keep casting our net out to our neighbor and believing in faith that good things are going to take place. There's a promise of milk and honey out there, but it is of people. It is of eternal significance. Eternal significance. They had to cross the Jordan first. But the most important part here is God's not making this complicated. He's just like, keep close to me. Don't divert. Don't get lost. Don't go worshipping other gods. And we live in a time and an age now where there are more gods than ever. Social media, big one. That's a big one for me. It's hard because it brings this sense of connectedness to us. It's things like work. Work is all-encompassing. We have access to work 24/7 now. And so we have these things that want to pull us away from our God. They want to pull us away from the purpose that He has. But all He's asking is to stay close to me. Stay close to me. He's not saying don't do those things. There's nothing wrong with social media or Facebook. God's just asking you to be first. To love the Lord your God and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. That's one of His commandments, isn't it? And we hear this obviously in the New Testament as well. Jesus says this. How do I get into heaven? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Now, that's easy to say, but there is a commitment that comes with that statement. All. It doesn't say part, it says all. And I'm preaching to myself here. And I believe that when we step close to God and trust in what He has for our life, that's when we will see fruit. That's when we will see not just fruit in our lives, in how He grows us, our capacities grow, our ability to love those around us grows, but we will also see an outward flowing of people who will come, that we will be drawn to that love. Don't turn from God. And obviously, as He said, for these Israelites, there is a blessing and a curse. Now, I'm not saying there is a blessing and a curse here because we are living after the time of Jesus. Jesus came, He saved us from our sin. We are not cursed. We live free lives because of the blood of Christ. But we are here to save. We are here to free people and tell them the good news and share how good Jesus is. The New Testament, yeah, words it a bit differently, but it's fundamentally asking the same thing from His people. So when we look at, I watched an interesting documentary a little while ago on Alexander. Alexander the Great was his name, the Macedonian warrior who conquered vast numbers of land, amounts of land in medieval times. And it did get me thinking a little bit because when we talk about this, it was this big thing to conquer back then. Obviously, we don't look at it now. And it's not, from the people who are being conquered, it's not a very nice thing. But God wants to conquer lands. God wants to break free the chains of corruption, of sin, of hate, of evil He wants to tear them walls down. He wants to conquer those lands. So when we think of in medieval times, right, you talk about the extension of a kingdom, right, the growing of a king's lands, right? To do this, you need to extend the law of which you believe in, right? Now, granted, this was different for kings back then, obviously, and they weren't, well, not necessarily godly law, more often than not. But the law that we are trying to extend is the Word of God. That is what is our foundation. That is what we can hold on to and we can set firm on. That is the law that we are trying to move out. We have land. Land is important when it comes to extending a kingdom, whether it's people or physical land. And lastly, I like to think there's legacy, future generations. What we are doing here and now, I say it almost every time I'm up here. What we do here and now portrays into eternity. It projects into eternity. It projects into our children, into our children's children. I am a firm believer in generational promise. I am a firm believer in generational sin. And we need to take a proactive step in breaking these things down. We need to be aware of what is going on in our family. We need to be aware of what was in our past, because that will resonate within you. It will resonate within you. Whether you had a good connection with your parents or not, there is this funny connection. So look into it. Be mindful of it. Pray against it. If you are noticing these things, soak it in prayer. Soak it in the Word of God. Bring light to these situations. Not darkness. That's what the enemy wants to do. The enemy wants these things to remain hidden. That is where he's victorious. So the extension, right? Extend your expectations is what this message is actually called. Because God wants to extend, and I feel like the start of that process is to break what we think we know, to allow God to build. To break what we think we know, to allow God to build, so he can extend his kingdom, so he can extend what he wants to do. How good is it that he actually wants to do something with this church? It's not just about coming on a Sunday morning for us, which I love coming on Sunday mornings. I think our Sunday morning services are awesome. It's fantastic. But there's a bigger picture here. It grows. It's growing. It's something to get excited about, because God wants to use it. And he's going to use it. There's good things. So the extension of expectation comes down to faith and the Holy Spirit. Our faith needs to be grown. I am a believer, again, as well, that this, and I've said it a few times already, this is an active process. Growing our faith is not something that will happen if we stand back and just watch. Our faith, to build faith, you've got to get in and dirty. You've got to get in and amongst it. You've got to be on the front line. You've got to be willing to put your hand up, and you've got to be willing to get uncomfortable. Now, look, I'd love to be a church that is comfortable, right? But we're not. Arise Christian Church is built on a foundation of going out and serving our community. And we have been in a phase and a season where we have been preparing. We have been preparing, 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 sowing, sowing, sowing. But there is going to come a time for this church in Arise where we are going to have to step out with faith and believe that God's going to do something amazing and special. And every single one of us, whether we're here or whether there's people who aren't here, we play a part. Every single one of us. You're here, as Pastor Mel said this morning, you are here with reason and you are here for a purpose. So then if we believe that we are taking an active process to try and grow our faith, then the Holy Spirit moves with that. As you take that step of faith, the Holy Spirit too will take a step with you. It moves with you. And so the Holy Spirit is dynamic. He's life-giving. He's fullness. He's everything. And it's the gift that Jesus left behind. And it wasn't called the gift for no reason. It's because the Holy Spirit has significance. It is important. And so when we grow in faith, the Holy Spirit working through us will grow accordingly. And I think in order to be prepared, I don't think you can ever be prepared for a true faith step. But it helps if you know your word. It helps if you are strong in prayer and you know your God. That is where true faith comes from. Faith like that is built in the darkness. It is built behind the scenes where people can't see. That is where true faith is also can also be built, not just out on the front lines. Every warrior, you watch the movies, whether it's some new warrior movies or whether it's the old ones, everyone has to prepare for battle, not just physically, but mentally. There is a mental battle that has to take place within you first before you are ready to take a step out to be on the front lines. So be prepared within your mind. Trust in God. Be strong with Him. Connect with Him, and He will strengthen you. So with Jesus, we are conquerors. With Jesus, things will extend, including, and then it starts, I feel like, with our expectation. As we grow, our expectation of what God is going to be, as more like not as we grow, but as God continues to blow our minds with what He can do. Now, granted, there's seasons of this, right? Sometimes there are seasons where we are coming to church and that's okay. It's not a grind, but like it's filling. You know what I mean? Like it's you come to church and you feel ready for the next week. But there are also seasons where God explodes. Now, what we've got to be really careful of with here is we've had a couple of fantastic services. We've got the Holy Spirit is doing something within our church constantly. But we need to hold on to that. Because if we're not careful, you have this explosion, but it fizzles out. You have this infilling of the Holy Spirit, but all the enemy wants to do is to block that. Instead, we need to continue to ignite it, to continue to be open and vulnerable and say, okay, Holy Spirit, be full in my life. Be open. I give you access. And with that access, it will not fade. What the Holy Spirit is doing, it is contagious. It is contagious. So continue. We need to, I feel like as a church and as individuals, we've got to continue to be vulnerable. And when we're vulnerable, special things take place in the name of God. And I feel like we do a fantastic job of this here at Arise. I genuinely do. We are open. We are spirit loving. We are God fearing people. And God will use us because of that. God will fight our battles if we do it His way, as the commandment said. As it said in Deuteronomy 11, we need to do it His way. We can't go looking to the world to try and grow God's church. Doesn't work. Instead, we turn to the Word, we turn to each other, we grow one another through fellowship and love. We are blessed and set apart. And people know this. The world knows this. So as we start to turn from God, when we turn to God, we start to send our expectations in the right direction. The more we turn to Him, the more He will grow our expectations. Then it will grow and it will snowball and it will snowball and it will snowball. And it's not just you, it's everyone in this building, everyone in this house. And they each contribute their own part to this snowball. They each contribute their own part to what it is going to be. Arise Church as a whole, as a fullness. The land we are conquering is not like Egypt, verses 10 to 11. I feel like Seaford is a separate season. Those of us who were there for a McLaren Vale, it was a wonderful season. It was a season of growing, taking ground for God. But here, this is not Egypt. This is not McLaren Vale. Be prepared and have open expectation for what God is going to do here, in this space, in this community, because it is not the same as McLaren Vale. Now, we've been here for a couple of years now, and we're all aware of this, but man, I love reminding myself sometimes. I love reminding myself the fact that, you know what, this is something different. Let's get excited. Let's get ready. Let's be prepared for what God's going to do, because God wants to save lives here. God wants to save people. It's about getting people into heaven, to turn from earthly sin and to be saying, Jesus, I love you first. Whatever way God's going to do that, I can't wait to see. Because I know He will use us in that space. Praise God. If I can get a keyboard up, that would be great. Thank you. There are seasons of preparation and there are seasons to be busy, right? We are all busy, right? We all work. We all come from busy homes, busy backgrounds, whatever it is. But I feel like as a church, spiritually, we have been in a preparation phase. We have been in a preparation season. And He's growing us. He's preparing us for something fantastic. And there is coming a time where we'll need to cross the Jordan. And when that time comes, we will all know it. We will all start to feel it because there will be a general shift within this church. There will be opportunities to serve our community. There will be opportunities to serve and love upon one another as things continue to grow, as things continue to take one step to another. But we need to hold true to God's commands. There is a season coming where I believe we are going to be busy for God. There are going to be busy in God's work. I'm starting to sound very Jehovah's Witness-like here, but you know what I mean. It's true. There are going to be times where we will be stretched in faith, where we will feel busy and run off our legs. That's where we know where God is going to be. And we know that because He has placed a foundation within us. We've journeyed through a season where we are ready. God will not release us past Jordan until we are ready. So let's get ready now. Let's not wait. It's like, oh yeah, we'll get ready for Jordan in 12 months. That's not what the Israelites said. That's not what God said to the Israelites. God says, you're going now. You're going into the Jordan now. You are the same generation that came out of Egypt, is what He said to them. You remember this. This wasn't something that was three or four generations ago. This is the same group of people. And I believe the same thing now. Just because we've moved from McLarenville doesn't mean to say, oh, we've got to wait a couple of generations before God's going to do something here in Seaford. God's going to do something here in Arise or whatever He wants to do here, whether it's international, whatever. I have no idea, but it's good things. It's this generation. It's here. It's now. Let's be ready. In order to extend, we will be walking into a full season. We need to extend our expectations. We need to be ready for what God's going to do. And look, when I say be ready for what God's going to do, let's be ready for whatever God's going to do. Right? We don't know what God's going to do. But we can try and be prepared for that. And it says, like, talk with your families. Write it on the back of your hand. Write it on your doors, on your doorways. Speak about it. Talk about it. Bring it into your home. Bring it into your family, as I'm sure it already is. But continue to do that. And God knows, like, when you have a foundation, when you have that as part of your core group, as part of your core family, when you build a family on that, or when you build your life on that, it is unshakable. There will be things that are thrown at you. There will be situations, whether it's finance or family issues or whatever is thrown at you. God will protect you based upon what you know, based upon what you believe, and based upon what you've got written on your door frames. Because that is the real stuff. That is the stuff that holds true for your life and the life of your children and your children's children. So let's live by it. Stand with us this morning as we pray. Praise God. Lord God, we thank You that You wish to extend. Father, you're not one to be stagnant, but instead You want to be growing us so that we can love Your people, can love the people that don't know You yet. Father, Lord God, if there are barriers within our lives that may be removing us from a part of You, or removing us from Your will or from Your voice, Father, I pray that they come down here in this place this morning. That, Lord God, this opportunity right here, right now, may we grow our expectation for You. May we grow our expectation on the fact that, God, You are first. God, we want to grow in faith. God, we want to see more. God, we don't want to be stagnant. Instead, we wish to extend. We want to break forth. We want to cross the Jordan. We want to get to what You have promised. And when we get there, We want it to be of you. When we get there, we want to have faith. Follow your commandments. Stay true to you. Not lose what we have come from. Lord God, thank you so much that it is this generation here and now. It is our responsibility. It is our reason. It's our reason to take that next step. It's our reason to continue pushing. Not in our own strength or by our own will. But Lord God, just to continue to serve you with faith. Faithfully, Lord God, as our lives continue to reflect your light, as our lives continue to reflect, Father, what it is you have planned for all humankind. And that is a life of love, and that is a life of joy, as we heard about this morning, because we are with Jesus. So, Father, if there is something we need to break down or pull down, Father, I pray that that takes place right here, right now, by the power of your Spirit. That, Lord God, if there are chains that need to be broken, if there are mindsets that need to shift, Father, Lord God, by the power of your Spirit, may it take place right here, right now. Lord God, if there is an infilling that needs to take place, if there are people who are feeling down, if there are people who are feeling low, Lord God, right now, by the power of your Spirit, may there be a spiritual filling, Father, in each and every person, in each and every vessel, Lord God, of your Spirit. May it grow stronger, Father, as we believe in new wineskins, Father, and new wine. Father, we pray that there is a flowing, Father, of your Spirit that is filling us up. In those times when we feel down, in those times when we feel low, Father, we believe in the power of your Spirit that you will, just like an overflowing bucket, Father, you will pour out. You will pour out, Lord God. And Father, we believe that as that takes place, we can continue to serve you. We can continue to serve the people around us. And Father, we just, if it's a step of faith we need, if it's a lifting of faith, Father, help us to put on the armor of God so we can step out. Father, we pray not only for opportunity for this to take place, but Father, we provide a cause. We ask for a cause for this. We ask that, Lord God, this doesn't just seem trivial to us anymore. Not just anymore, but I feel like seasons. I'll be honest with you. There are seasons where I'm up for this and there's seasons where I'm not. But Lord God, I pray that as we step out with the armor of God on and with purpose, with your commands in our hearts and written on the doorways of our homes, Lord God, may we see wonderful things take place in this community. Help us to take faith and step across the Jordan River, ready, Father, with an extended expectation for what you're going to do. Lord God, we thank you that we can gather together here. Lord God, we thank you for our service. We thank you, Father, what has taken place here. And Father, we believe that what we speak about up here, what we speak about on Sundays, this carries forth into our weeks and into future years even, Father. So, Lord God, let this resound within us. Let this grow within us. Let this just not just be it, Father, but instead let this be like a drip in a pond of water, Father, and may it ripple out. May it be contagious, Father, as we extend our expectations. God, you are so good. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to hand it over to the band now. We're going to have some tea and coffee next door.